Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So how many would let God bless you? Just let him pour His goodness on you and in you until everybody around you goes, man, you're the luckiest guy I ever saw in my life. And you go, ain't luck. It ain't luck. It's the goodness of God. Now listen, get ready to shout. Numbers 10:29. Talking about his father-in-law. Moses said, this is the Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law. He said, we're journeying to the place of which the Lord said, I'll give it to you. Won't you come with us? And we will do you good. Come with us, and we'll do you good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. Verse 32, skip down. And it'll be if you go with us. It'll be that what goodness the Lord does to us, the same we'll do to you. Hallelujah. The goodness was a witness. It was obvious. And then he told him, he said, you go with us, because God's already told us he's got some more good for us. Amen. And if you'll go with us, whatever good he does for us, we'll do it to you. Amen. Come on. Such as you have. Amen. That's what you can give. Amen. Hallelujah. Before you can do good, you have to receive good. Come on, can you see this? Before you can bless, you have to be blessed. This is our call. This is our destiny. Blessed to be a blessing. Full of goodness to do good. Can you see this? Goodness is ability to bless. It matters who you run with, who you hang around. If you don't like what they got, you better limit your time with them, because you're going to have some of what they got. Good or bad. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, don't be deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. It's what your mama told you. Don't run with that crap. They'll rub off on you. They'll affect you. I know a good friend of mine, a successful pastor now for many years. But back in his youth, he was into drugs over his head. Took all kind of drugs, was involved in their distribution and everything else, I guess, too. And just his life was just a disaster. I mean, he's headed. How many understand you, extreme drug use, you're not going to live long. Whether you're shot with a pistol or overdose. I mean, it's, you are on a short track. And that's where he was. And he'd used so many drugs, it affected his brain. So he wasn't as sharp as he used to be. And thank God, by the grace of God, he got born again. Has some church people that loved him. Hallelujah. And began to minister to him. And he came all the way out. He got completely clean, completely free. He got his sharpness back and then some. Oh, yeah. So can you say glory to God? Yeah. And now has, like I said, been successful in ministry for decades. Yeah. Outstanding ministry. Somebody say glory to God. Glory to God. I asked him one time about how that worked and what he had to do. And he said, Keith, one of the main things I had to do was stay away from my old friends. Yes. Right. Amen. He said it was hard, but All his friends, you know what they want to talk about? Drugs. You know where they want to go? Where drugs are. You know what they want to do? Drugs. 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 And even though God has set you free, if you're going to stay free, you can't stay in that environment.
That's right.
I don't care if they're the only friends you've got. Do you want to be bound again? Do you want to die? Then you got to stay away from it and let God give you some new friends.
Yes.
I didn't say it was easy, but you can't hang out around this. It's too much temptation. It's yielding to it. And the Bible even warns about bitterness, that a root of bitterness can trouble you and many be defiled by it. Now, we're not talking about drugs now. You hang around somebody that's bitter about something, it's contagious. It's catching. You can't listen to them judge people night and day and find fault with everybody without it influencing you. It'll begin to color your thinking. It'll begin to influence you. And with everybody, it's going to go one way or the other. Either you're going to influence them or they're going to influence you. But you can't hang around people for large lengths of time with no effect. You want some good in your life?
Yes.
Then you need to find people that believe in good.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And people that are full of goodness.
Yes.
And want to minister goodness.
Yes.
You got to have a desire to be full of goodness yourself.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
That's what prosperity is about.
That's right.
It's been maligned. People have twisted scriptures and used them to prophesy money out of somebody's pocket into theirs. But it doesn't change the truth of the word. Part of the goodness of God is material abundance.
Yes.
Amen.
Prosperity with God is not about the stuff. It's not about the money. It's about the goodness of God.
Amen.
The Lord wants people to see the goodness of God in the material realm. They can see it.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
He wants them to see the goodness of God materially, and He wants you to be enabled to do good things.
Yes.
With money and with stuff.
Yes.
Amen.
Anybody available? Anybody available?
Right.
You want God to use you?
Yes, sir.
Further than He's used you.
Yes.
More than He's used you.
Yes, sir.
You got a hunger for it.
Yes, sir.
You got a desire. You got to believe it's God's will.
Amen.
I see a whole lot of people say, well, now, as long as I got enough for me and mine, that's all I need. That's all I need. But what about everybody else? Your overflow, your surplus is your ministry. I mean, if it's taking all the faith you've got to pay your electric bill and your little rent, how are you going to have a world vision preaching the gospel around the world? We got to break out. I said we got to break out. I need to read you some scriptures. 3 John 11. Just listen to these. Don't try to turn to all these. 3 John 11 says, don't imitate evil, but imitate good. He who does good is of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, who went about what? With the Holy Ghost and power. He went about what?
Doing good.
He went about what?
Doing good.
Are you like Jesus?
Yes.
Huh? Then you go about. I said, then you go about doing good. Healing was the next thing he mentioned. Is healing good? I told you healing was good. Healing's good. Where do you ever see Jesus went about and made somebody sick?
Never.
Never. When did you ever see Jesus, somebody come to him to be healed? And he said, I'm sorry, dear, sit down here just a minute. No, see, God has ordained that you keep this. Because this will glorify him more than you never read that. That's men's concoction. And you know what's the result of? Men trying to explain why prayer didn't get answered. Men trying to explain. And why would people assume it's God's fault? Never occurred to them. Maybe we did something wrong. He went about doing what? Doing what?
Good.
What do you do? What do you do?
Good.
Somebody say, I go around.
Doing good.
Doing good. Now, in order to do good, you got to have some good.
That's right.
And the more good you have, more good you can do. We've had people, you know, rebuke us about prosperity and abundance. Oh, y'all shouldn't preach on having abundance and having plenty, having plenty. They turn right around and say, you're supposed to help the poor.
Right.
With what?
Come on.
With what?
Amen.
Doesn't make sense.
Right.
If you want to be a blessing, you got to have a blessing.
Right?
Right?
Yes.
That woman that had that alabaster box of ointment was worth a year's wages. So, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. And she came and broke that box and dumped it on Jesus' feet as an act of honor and love. You know what you got to have before you can do that? A $30,000 box of perfume in your bedroom. I said, you got to have one before you can do that. Oh, I lost somebody, I guess. Let me read some other verse. You need some other verses. And then you'll be right as rain. Good to go. Hebrews 31. Complete Jewish says, may God equip you with every good thing you need to do His will. Ooh. The Douay translation, this is Hebrews 13:21. The Douay says, fit you in all goodness that you may do His will, doing in you that which is well pleasing in His sight.
Yes.
Say, God's fitting me.
God's fitting me.
With complete goodness.
Yes.
I'm being outfitted.
Yes.
With every good thing to do all manner of good works.
Amen.
That's my call.
Yeah.
That's what I was made for.
Right. Come on.
That's what you were made for.
Amen.
Not to just sit around and wait to die.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Not sit around and beg and hope somebody will notice me and do something good for me.
No. That's right.
Come on. No, sir.
If you're a baby and you don't know any better, well, okay, but you don't stay there.
No.
Learn how to not be dependent on other people.
Yes.
Oh, I don't need to tell them. I believe for myself. I'll just pray the Lord will hear my prayer. I'll just sow a seed. I'll get this. Is that right?
Yes.
Next thing you know, instead of you being the one needing, you're the one feeding.
Yes.
Instead of you being the one down, hallelujah, you're the one flowing with the good. Oh, somebody said, that's me, that's me, that's me.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.